Hi, everyone, and welcome to Coffee with Carrie. And today is a super exciting day because this is actually my 1 year anniversary with Bloomfield Township. And I cannot believe it's been 1 year already. The time has gone so quickly, and I really enjoyed learning everything about what I need to do and meeting my colleagues, and it's been super awesome. So today, Coffee with Carrie is a show I started so that I could talk to people throughout the township who helped make it a great place to live and to work. And today I have with me Corey Almas, and he is our fairly new, 4 months in, Director of Engineering and Environmental Services. Welcome, Corey.
Good morning, Carrie. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, how did you end up here in Bloomfield Township? Where did you come from, and what has it been like so far?
Yeah, no, it's been great. My way to Bloomfield Township, so let's see, I was with the city of Madison Heights for almost 11 years. Before that, I was with Nowak & Frous Consulting Engineers for 14 years. This job, basically, or this opportunity, fell right into my lap. I was informed that the previous director was leaving, and by an employee here with the township, and he let me know that the position was open. I looked at it and applied for it, and here I am.
Excellent. Well, we're happy to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
Good. I'm happy. I know it's starting a new job, and when you're managing people that have already been here, it's kind of getting used to things.
Yeah, no, but leaving something that was great.
Oh, sure.
I mean, just making that decision to leave a great organization in Madison Heights, and they valued me, they respected me, and vice versa. But to leave that to the unknown was mm-hmm. the challenge for me. But it did not take long for me to recognize that, yeah, there's some great people here too. And it's just such a good organization.
And you just hired somebody new, one person that you hired for your department?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wait, we've got Adam Skotsky is our new staff engineer. He's a U of M grad, and we're excited. He's fitting in great mm-hmm. for us. He's doing a great job. We promoted the staff engineer, Angela Heisinger, from staff engineer to township engineer. Mm-hmm. So she's essentially the deputy there for the Engineering and Environmental Services Department. And she's amazing. The township is very lucky to have her. We also have Charles Marcus and Mark Hendricks. They're project managers, project coordinators. They've been here for a while, and they're, again, just mm-hmm. tremendous assets for our department and the township.
So give us an idea of, like, for people that don't know, what does your department manage for the township? And then how big of a team are you working with?
Boy, there's a long list of our mm-hmm. responsibilities. And a lot of them, Carrie, in all honesty, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
And what we do here. So in Madison Heights, I was oversaw the engineering and infrastructure construction. It's mm-hmm. water main, storm drain, sanitary sewer in the city. We owned and operated all of our infrastructure, which is different than what we have here. I manage the DPW in its entirety, recreation and the recreation department mm-hmm. and our senior center over there. So mm-hmm. I had a great team in place there that managed a lot of that. Here it's slightly different. It's our focus is primarily engineering and environmental services. So what we do are site plan reviews for residential and commercial properties. Whenever they're doing site development, we'll review, along with our consultants, the site plans and the impact to our infrastructure and improvements to our infrastructure. Mm-hmm. We do project management here for our safety path. The township here is doing great things with the safety path here. It's so valuable to our
residents love it. Oh, they love it.
And mm-hmm. the community as a whole.
Yeah.
That is such a great program. But it's a lot of work there. There's mm-hmm. ADA compliance that we have to address, and making sure that all of the safety path is ADA accessible. We've got safety path repair. We've got safety path construction. So, and then the retaining wall construction.
Because you just don't install it and it's done. It's like, you have to come back to it year after year and go through different areas, and when we get like a lot of reports from our residents when things are not as they're supposed to be.
And we rely on our residents to contact us and notify us, especially when there's a mishap or if there's a failure out in the field. So
what's the way for them to report if there's
they can contact the
there's our phone number,
Engineering and Environmental Services Department. Directly, let us know, shoot us an email, and just give us a heads up. And we rely on them to kind of be our eyes out in the field to let us know if they notice something. And on that, we have our infrastructure projects that we plan, our capital improvement projects for water main replacement and sanitary sewer. So any projects that either MDOT or the Road Commission for Oakland County. Road Commission owns our, DPW maintains our roads to some extent, but the Road Commission owns and replaces our roads in the township. So we collaborate with them and also MDOT in their projects.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that we do. I mentioned maybe just a fraction of it, but. Mm-hmm. We're very busy over there.
What's the position you're hiring for now? What does that person do?
We just hired another staff engineer who's starting, Adam Poulter, who's starting in July 10. Mm-hmm. He's a Michigan Tech grad. We're excited to get him on board. And we have an asset management coordinator position that we're looking to fill here in the next month or so.
And is that an engineer as well, or is that?
No, it's basically a project, another project manager, project coordinator, who deals with our capital improvement projects, manages our GIS division, and collaborates with our water and sewer team whenever they need utility information. So there's a lot of collaboration with contractors, our consultants, with our project managers, our contractors.
And what level career is that? Someone.
Yeah. So engineering, if engineering or construction management background is generally what we're looking for there, maybe GIS experience, but not completely necessary. So what we're looking for really, Carrie, is someone with a strong work ethic and good quality character person that'll fit with our team and with a willingness to work and learn. And we'll teach you the job. Mm-hmm. We'll train you the job. It's for the most part, but having that good quality person to come in and be willing to give us an honest effort and work hard for us. That's what we're looking for.
So tell me a little bit about what's different between like someone that might be coming from construction or private sector to a governmental position. How do you see it? Because I know you worked a private sector.
Yeah.
And that's where I came from too. Is like this was my first government job, and it is different.
It is different.
Yeah.
It is different. There's a slight difference. There's more of that. The feel that when I came to the township was slightly different than what we had in Madison Heights. Mm-hmm. Not major, just slight difference. Here is more, and I got that feeling of more of a of that traditional office setting that I was used to with Nowak and Frouse. I really can't pinpoint any major difference here than what I had with Nowak and Frouse or even Madison Heights, for example, but just minor things. Mm-hmm. Difficult to explain, but different. In a good way, I'm thrilled to be here. It's just a great organization. We've got a great relationship with our DPW team, with Noah and Paul Horn and Katie Fotherby. Just a good group, and we work well together. And that's part of my mission is that any department that needs our assistance or ESD assistance that we're there for you in any capacity that we can be.
So what challenges do you think are ahead? I know that, Olivia, when she left, there was like a big construction project with pipe and that she had to go out to the site all the time and do kind of evaluations. I know it was like a lot of that. That was just one thing that was happening and all that she was managing. So is there something like that that we can see coming?
There are some capital improvement projects that we're working on. Nothing I don't know that I want to go into right now, but that's where those big projects are my passion. I mean, I love projects like that, whether it's water main, sanitary storm, or road. I just love projects like that. Yeah. That's my background. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the industry. My father and grandfather owned a construction company.
And there's aging infrastructure everywhere, right? So everybody has to worry about these kind of problems. So it's not unique to us. So when you talk about capital project, is this like $10 million, $2 million? What's the range?
Yeah, no, it depends on the size and scope of the project. Mm-hmm. It can range from $1 million or less to $3 to $5 million or more. I mean, it depends on the nature of the project and what you're dealing with. The soil conditions, the length and scope of the work that you're dealing with there. It's it's just challenging. The challenges that you're faced with whatever the project might bring to you. So that sometimes dictates how much the project is going to cost. Mm-hmm. Regardless of that, I'm up for that challenge, and those are the projects that I really enjoy.
I don't know if we have any questions for Corey. I know there are three people watching, so you can say hello and let us know who you are if you want. Hello, hi. What else do we want to tell people about what you do over there? And it's been what, 4 months, five?
Just under 4 months.
4 months, okay.
4 months, no. Mm-hmm. It's, Carrie, it's, I think just the challenge for me at this point is just learning everything that the ESD does on a daily basis. Like I said, I mean, I'm lucky to have the team that I've got right now and just tremendous people that are helping me and coaching me on what their responsibilities are and what they're capable of and what we in our direction. So as we go, we'll get it figured out. And so our division is running like a well-oiled machine.
Right.
I'm very optimistic for the future for our department.
Well, I know that we're happy to have you, and I think that someone should think about being an asset management coordinator. It sounds like a fun job working in your department there, and some good growth opportunity.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, we've got a good team, and as far as my management style goes, I mean, it's what we do is we set performance expectations of all of us, including myself, and on a daily basis, we try to achieve those performance expectations, and we have a clear understanding what our responsibilities are and what's needed of us, and I think that's a benefit to the township and our residents and business owners.
And it is a 4-day work week, right?
That in itself is a very nice perk. It's the days, some days get long. I mean, I was at after a 10-hour day yesterday and a board of trustee meeting last night.
Yeah.
It makes for a long day, but I tell you, having Fridays off every week, that is a very nice perk.
Right, and then you just add one vacation day and suddenly you have a 4-day weekend.
That's right.
So in the summer especially, it's really, it's one of my favorite things for sure.
Yeah, no, it's great. So what I've learned though is that you have to have an agenda for yourself on Friday. Mm-hmm. It's have a plan. I don't care what it is. I schedule mountain biking on Friday, so get to the park and go for a ride on the mountain bike.
How far are you going in that? Like the mountain bike ride? How far?
Well, where I go quite often is Stony Creek Metro Park. I go to Pontiac Lake. They've got a nice trail out there, Addison Oaks. And those trails that range from, 6 miles, 7 miles to 12 miles. So it's a fun workout. That's one I really, really enjoy. And, Another hobby of mine is playing hockey, playing golf. So
there's a lot to do.
There's a lot to do. You just pencil it in and make sure you've got a plan for the day.
You know, and I think one of the things about our culture here too, it's a very in-person culture, you know, mm-hmm. especially coming back from COVID, and a lot of people were doing work from home. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I mean, I'm really fortunate that I'm so close and I like coming into the office, but because of police and fire and DPW, I mean, they're departments that are here mm-hmm. all the time. They don't get the same kind of, they don't have the 4-day work week. They have, different 24-hour shifts and 12-hour shifts. So, there's always somebody here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's new for us. I mean, but being on call 24/7 is something I'm used to, grow accustomed to in Madison Heights. That was a job. That was a role there.
Yeah.
And I didn't work from home there mm-hmm. through the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I reported to work every day, and I, from my personal way about me, I was happy to do it. I didn't want to be at home.
Yeah.
I felt it. I was more productive at the office mm-hmm. than being with the team. So mm-hmm. I enjoyed that a lot more than being working from home. So.
Well, I like the in-person culture. I mean, I do. Too. I don't mind like maybe half a day if I need to really write or work mm-hmm. on emails or anything, but just to be in person and around people and see colleagues and everything. I think for me that I really like that work environment. And I know that when I was freelance producing before I came here, I felt like I was spending a lot of time in development and writing and doing things all by myself all the time. And that was one of the things that I really missed was having a community culture with the people that I worked with. And it's been really one of the unexpected perks, I think, of the job.
Yeah. That social interaction, I think, mm-hmm. Carrie, is valuable. And you do, mm-hmm. You did have a little bit of that with Zoom meetings and whatnot, but it's not mm-hmm. the same. It's just not the same. So I, very personable person and, having that social interaction was important to me.
Yeah. Have you been to our food trucks yet? You know, we're doing food truck Wednesdays now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried the pizza last week.
Was that right? Okay, good.
Yeah. I love food. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's one of the things we started doing just to, I guess, bring people together, especially in the summertime. And since we don't really have a central cafeteria where everybody can gather, this is an opportunity for people to get outside and do that. We don't have any, I think the tents, we were going to bring in tents, but they were prohibitively expensive. So now we're going to just sit the tables under trees, I think, is what we're going to do instead. Okay. But it's just nice to get outside and, you know, gives us an excuse to, you know, sit and talk with people throughout the township.
Last Wednesday, the weather was beautiful. I think mm-hmm. tomorrow's supposed to be nice, too. So, it's...
Right.
It's nice to get together and sit down.
Oh, and everybody is invited, too. Everybody's invited. Yeah. This is not just for the township. You can just show up and join the food trucks. And so we do have a question from Amy. Amy works for me, so it's not like, she's over there in the office. But thanks, Amy, for asking the question. Do you have any information you can share with residents about Safety Pass? So, you know, I can answer the question because we'll have you answer it too. But, you know, we made a video about certain destinations on the Safety Pass.
Okay, yeah.
So I can add it to the different pages here. But is there anything else that you want to tell us about Safety Pass? We have a map that we developed.
Yeah, there's a master plan mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. excuse me, that we follow. Mm-hmm. But that's something that I'm learning.
It's on the website. I think it's on the, I'm sure that it's on the website.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I'm learning the complete details of what we're doing. So we've got, I believe we're going out to bid here in the next month or so mm-hmm. for the next phase of construction to begin. Mm-hmm. We're still working on the TAP grant for the safety path to go Telegraph mm-hmm. Road and north on the east side of Telegraph. So mm-hmm. There's a lot of work involved in that, and it's a program that I hope the township is interested in continuing.
Yeah. Well, I just got my e-bike. I haven't started actually riding it to work yet, but it has arrived, and so hopefully in the next couple of weeks I'll be... riding home.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
I'm very excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I'd like to say hi to all the guys down at work if I could.
Yes, of course. That's it. That's what you're saying.
It's from the movie Slapshot. It's an inside joke.
I don't know what that.
My buddies will.
They will
appreciate that.
Okay, well you can, you know, and you can. One of the things I like about YouTube, so it's a special, like a little. One of the tricks, if you go to the YouTube and you can create a clip, so you can just say that exactly, and you can send them directly to that clip. Do you want to do it again? Do you want to try it again so you can really give it some?
If you were to ask me, is there anybody you'd like to say hi to?
Is there any? So sorry. All right, I will. Because, you know, the two people watching, it's probably Amy and Steve, so it's all right. Is there anything else that you'd like to, or is there anybody else you'd like to say hello to?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to all the guys down at work if I could.
All right, and with that, we'll wrap up Coffee with Carrie. There's my camera. Thanks. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Corey. This was fun.
Good. I'm glad. We will do it again.
Thank you.
And maybe in another year when you'll have the full scope of everything that you are in charge of, and you won't believe what you've done in a year.
Yeah. No. I hope so. I look forward to it. And thank you for having me. And I want to thank everybody here in the township, residents and the entire township staff. And they've just been great and welcoming for me. And I'm very excited and happy to be here.
Great. Well, thanks, Corey.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to my camera and I'll just say thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me today with Coffee with Carrie. And we'll see you next time. I don't know who my guest is going to be, but it'll be someone fun, one of my great colleagues that I get to work with. And if you want to do a show yourself, a podcast or a video, we are here for you. So please get in touch with us at the cable station. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.